Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
I'm old enough to remember when the U.S. had a foreign policy. We supported democracy, our allies, and international institutions. Now we've got tweets and photo ops, but no real vision of America's role in the world. Worse, we don't seem to want a role. Take the recent summit between our president and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. He stands for pretty much everything America doesn't. Dictatorship, human rights abuses, nuclear blackmail. Our president honored him as an equal with a face-to-face meeting, something the U.S. has always refused unless North Korea first made concessions. Trump also offered to lift sanctions on the North, end U.S. military exercises in the region, pull our troops out of South Korea, all in exchange for vague promises from Kim to end his nuclear program. We got more than that from Iran in exchange for less. Of course, our president has repudiated the Iran nuclear deal. He's also pulled out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, an alliance we designed to contain China's growing influence. He's trying to undermine NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. He withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, making us the only country officially in favor of trashing the planet. Of course, no deal or alliance is perfect. But what's our president offering as alternatives? A trade war with our closest allies in Europe. Insults for Africa, Latin America, and even Canada. Canada. A baffling mix of tariffs and rewards for China. The Chinese don't much care. They're busy taking our place as the reliable, grown-up nation. Oh, and now our president wants to readmit Russia to the G7. That's the group of major world economies which expelled Russia 4 years ago for invading Ukraine and annexing Crimea. Maybe there is a common thread to our so-called policy. Whatever Russia wants. And that country has long wanted to restore its influence by diminishing America's in Korea, as well as Japan, Europe, and the Middle East. Also to divide and weaken Western democracies, even if it means interfering in their elections. I'm not saying the Russians helped elect our president. They didn't have to. He seems eager, on his own, to diminish America's reputation for leadership and consistency. If the U.S. has a foreign policy anymore, it's this: make Russia great again. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.